As we approach the Yom Tov Shavuos, I'd like to share with you a fascinating Gemara found in Masechtas Menachos. B'shas she'ala Moshe l'Amarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent up to Shemayim to accept the Torah, he found Hashem sitting and tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. He was putting the finishing touches on the Torah. Moshe asked, Rabbeinu Shalom, why are these crowns necessary? Who is preventing you from giving the Torah as is, without these additions? Hashem said to Moshe, there's a man who is destined to be born after many generations, and his name is Akiva. Sha'asad Lidrash. He is destined to derive al kol koitz v'koitz, tilin tilin sha'alachas. From each and every thorn of these crowns, mounds upon mounds of alachas. It is for his sake that the crowns must be added to the letters of the Torah. Moshe then asked Hashem, show me this incredible man Akiva. Then the Gemara says something astounding. Hashem tells Moshe, turn around, and suddenly Moshe saw a vision. A sort of a virtual Zoom class that Rabbi Akiva was destined to give to his Talmidim many generations in the future. So Moshe listens into the class, but the Torah Rabbi Akiva was teaching was so deep, was so profound, that the great Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulties understanding. So Moshe sits down at the end of the 8th row, and the Gemara says, Toshesh Koichai. Moshe became faint. He was despondent. He thought, can it be that I can't keep up with this class? But then he hears one of the Talmidim ask Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, how do we know this halacha? And Rabbi Akiva answers him, halacha la Moshe Mesinai. This is halacha given to Moshe at Sinai. And the Gemara says, Nesiash Vedate. Moshe's mind was put at ease, as if to say, okay, I'm still relevant. He realized that even the deepest Torah of all future generations was still rooted in his legacy. I once heard an unbelievable idea on this Gemara. Hashem told Moshe, there's a man named Akiva she'asad lidrash al kol koitz v'koitz tilin tilin sha'alachas. As we know, Rabbi Akiva encountered many obstacles, many difficulties in his life, but he never let any of them bring him down. He was always optimistic. Al kol koitz v'koitz. Koitz, literally interpreted, is a thorn. Anytime Rabbi Akiva encountered a thorn in his life, anytime he faced any difficulties or hardships, he used those hardships as motivation to derive tilin tilin sha'alachas, layers and layers of Torah. He used adversity as a tool to elevate himself even higher, to become an even greater Talmud Chacham. He used the difficulties he encountered as an impetus to grow and steig and become an even more righteous, to become an even greater tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva had the most positive outlook on life. He never let anything get in his way of steiging higher and higher and become a greater Talmud Chacham. When he was 40 years old, and he didn't know even how to read Aleph Beis, he wasn't deterred. He went to Cheder and sat with the 5-year-old boys in kindergarten to learn Kamatz Aleph A. When he got married and the Shver would not support him, and he was forced to live in abject poverty, he didn't give up. He learned for 24 consecutive years. And when all of his 24,000 students perished, he didn't throw in the towel. He used that calamity to start a new yeshiva. Al kol koitz v'koitz, for every thorn thrown his way, tilin tilin sha'alachas. Rabbi Akiva used those vicissitudes to grow even greater in Torah. We are now in the Mea Sfira, mourning the loss of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. He taught them for 24 years. The Gemara says that in a short period, they all passed away. And we don't even have one statement from any of his Talmidim. These Talmidim were so great, they learned at such a high level with such depth that even Moshe Rabbeinu could not comprehend what they could. They all vanished along with all of their Chedusha Torah because they didn't respect each other. They failed to recognize the greatness their friends possessed. So after burying 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva said, V'haftal re'acha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is the most foundational mitzvah in the Torah. So he started the new yeshiva and rebuilt Torah not just on intellectual brilliance, but on love and respect and unity. The Zohar Kaddish says that the Yisrael is an acronym, Yesh Shishim Riba Oisis LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Every letter in the Torah represents an Neshama and Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva understood that to rebuild a new Torah world, you must first see the value in every Jew. He looked into every Jewish soul and found its unique beauty, its potential, its crown. Al kol koitz v'koitz, just like he saw halachas in every koitz, he saw holiness in every Yiddish neshama. So we strive to emulate the midas of Rabbi Akiva, to search deep into the soul of every Yid and uncover their unique qualities, their hidden greatness, and to look at every koitz, every thorn in life, not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity. And let's remember, For every koitz, for every challenge in life, there are tilin tilin shalachas, layers upon layers of greatness, waiting to be revealed. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.